Paul McCartney, A Life, by Peter Ames Carlin, narrated by John Lee. Copyright 2009 by Peter Ames Carlin. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Touchstone, a division of Simon & Schuster, Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Paul McCartney is almost home. He's in Liverpool, the city where he was born and raised. Not just that, but he's in Anfield, the section of Liverpool where his father grew up, where his grandfather lived and worked and raised his family way back in the 19th century. No wonder Paul is beaming. He is only weeks from celebrating his 66th birthday, and at this moment he is right where his people have always been, in the midst of his family. Surrounded by friends, right in the middle of a party. Joe McCartney would have been doing this too, not a mile away, in 1908. Jim McCartney did it his way in 1928. And now, nearly a decade into the 21st century, Jim's son is doing the same thing. His cheeks glow, his eyes sparkle, his mouth opens wide as he tilts his head back and lets out a high-pitched howl of delight. Ah! Tens of thousands of voices scream back. Paul is wearing a dark suit with its collar turned up and a loose white shirt on underneath. His hair is preternaturally brown, which makes him look young, but in a kind of surreal way. But more important, he has his Hofner bass strapped around his neck, and this makes him look, and almost certainly feel, ageless. As he knows, it's the instrument you see him holding when you close your eyes. If rock and roll has any iconic symbols, Paul's violin-shaped Hofner bass is one of them.